Vayter in Shas from Bava Basa Dav Samachal. Pick it up at the very top of the page. Brand new parak, fourth parak of Bava Basa. Mocher Sabayis. Mazel for all those who finished Cheskes Abatim. And let's begin. Zok the Halakha Mishnah. Mocher Sabayis. Someone goes ahead and he sells a house. And Rashbam says we're talking about Stam. He sells it Stam. He doesn't say exactly what's being included in the sale. Lo Mocher Yitzia Va'afal Pi Shehi Psucha L'socho. Rashbam right away says, we come over first. So we want to explain what's going on over here. This statement, this idea of Yitzia, is like a type of structure that's connected to the house, but not actually the house itself. And even though it has an entrance to go inside of it still, and you think it'd be connected to it, it's not connected to it. And also not the room that is inside of it. It's an inner room. Opens into it. It's like a storage room. So there's a storage room that's in the inner part of it. And yes, if you go through the house in order to go to get there, since it's used, you know, it's just store things, it's not used to live in. If it's not part of it. You know what else is not included? Not the roof also isn't included. This is a crazy situation here, right? You like buy something, you're like, what? Nothing's included? What's included? Anyway, so that is, there's a roof that's there, and there's a mica, a fence that's going around, it's at least 10 tefachim, therefore it's its own little shtickel, it's not considered part of it. Rabbi Huda Ami says, Im yesh lo tzuris pesach, if the roof has a tzuris pesach, like this doorway that, you know, to be able to get in there, then alfa bisha eno gavoa asar tefachim eno machor, even if it doesn't have this 10 tefachim wall, fence going around the eno machor, it's still not considered like it's sold, because it's considered like its own little entity over there. Basically, make sure you're very clear when you're buying a house what exactly is coming along with the house. Imagine you buy and go, yep, can't have the garage, can't have the storage room, can't have the roof, can't have the thing connected to it, sorry. Anyway, here we go. My Yitzia, what is this word Yitzia that we start up at saying you buy a house that it's not, the Yitzia is not considered part of it? Halcha Targimu Afta. Here they translate it as an afta, says Rashbam, that is a afnatman binyan namuch eitzel abayis mitzido omei acharev. It's this small little structure that's connected, it's low, it's near the house, either on the side or in the back of it. Rav Yosef, Amar Yosef says, bitka chalila. Rashbam explains it's like a... the way it's described in Rashi, it sounds like a solarium or something. Anyway, that's Iunani Kimin Afta Samach Labais. It's like an Afta, like this little structure next to it. El Shosa Chalonis Chalonis. It's many, it's made of windows, Lenoi for beauty, Dorish Balaz. V'hainu Lashon Chalila Al Shem Shekos Lov Chalul Kol Svivo Svivea V'asu Chalonos Kenir Be'enai. It's like this structure, it's just next to it, which is all made of windows. Big nafka mean over here, depending on what's going to be included, because according to the first opinion we just saw, that means to say that if you have this like smaller structure that's connected to it, it's not going to be part of the house, it's not part of the sale. And the second opinion says like this window structure is not going to be connected to it. Laman damer afta lo mizdabna, according to one who says that this like small little structure is not considered, let's call it like a garage, even though it's not a garage. Let's call it the mini apartment, right? This mini apartment is not going to be considered part of it. Kolshken bitka chalilu mizdabda. And clearly, you're not going to include this glass shtickle going on over here because that's less similar to a house. As Rashbam, de'ino machor de'in tashmisho doma le tashmisho shel bayis klal sheri lenoyo so lehaker sham. It wasn't used as like a house at all. It's just like to become cold, like cool off, like opening the windows and whatever it is. So if you're not even going to include like this mini apartment, clearly not going to include this glass structure. Laman damar bitka chalila, one who says that it means bitka chalila, that's not included in the sale, meaning this window structure. Aval afta mizdabna, then we would say the afta, the mini apartment would be included. It says Rashbam, shehu sasam kibayis dummy. Tashmisho the Tashmish the base tfeum is dabna bechlal bais, right? So this would be sold just like a little house over there. Okay, Tani Rabbi Yosef, Shalosh Shemosh Yeshlo, Yotzia, Tzela, Ta. This type of thing called the Yitzia, whether it's included or not included, this whole thing, this is a Mocher Sabayis, the Lo Mocher Yitzia, which we have too much look about what the Yitzia is. There's a mini apartment of the glass thing. It has three different names. One of them is called Yitzia, the other is called Tzela, it's called Zata. Yitzia, what do we find this? Because it says, in Malachim that Hayitzia Tachtona Chamesh Ba'ama Rachba. The lower Yitzia was five almost wide.
This pasuk is talking about when Shlomo Melech came along and built the Beis Hamikdash, that they had a bunch of different rooms that were right next to the sides in the back of the Heichal.
And there were three different levels, one that was stacked on top of the other. So the lowest level over there was was five amos wide, and the one above that six, one above that seven. And the roof of number of the one that was five was the floor of number six. The roof of number six was the floor of number seven, and they ended up shifting over just a little bit each one. They didn't want to make holes in the heichal. And yeah, Zagaz Rashi Gimel Hayuzel Gavze V'chul V'chol Achas V'Achas Merchva Ama. Michaverta was it was a little bit wider by one amma. Bishvashayu konsin esachoma amma that would indent it one amma in lahoshiv roshi koros al tikra mafsekas bin yitzia in order to go ahead and to have the beam sitting on the previous the next level's wall lahoshiv roshi koros the heads of the beams al tikra of the roof amafsekas bin yitzia each one kidusil the kapasik says ki megaraos the hainu kinitzas achoma nasun lebayis sav of the bilti achuz bekiros habayis they want to make a hole in the klomer shalit sarach lindkov is kiros habayis litchov sham roshi koros so they had it successfully moving getting taller that's when we find the lashon the point is that there's a word of yitzia next one is tzela tchsev as it says this is in yicheskel.
V'hatzla'os tzela al tzela shalosh u'shloshin pa'amim. Rashbam says right away, u'pashti dekra b'ta'i mayur, they deal with these different individual cells that they had, these little chambers. And Yecheskel had a nevuah about Ba'i Shlishi, and it speaks out over there how it was built. And ta, d'chsev, how do you know it's called ta? D'chsev, the pasuk says, also in Yecheskel, v'ata kana echad orech v'kana echad rochav, uba ta'im chamesh amos. And again, using the same different type of lashon Rashi's, but Rashbam says, hainu sheish amos, shekein midas hakanak in mefesh v'yecheskel, v'yetzia tichona koi d'hav yeshesh amos. But the point is, the focus is that we have, again, these three different words for it. V'yibay yisema ma'achar, you can learn that from the following idea. If you want to know the word ta, kosel hechichal sheish, right? This is a Mishnah in Midos. Kosel hechichal sheish, the wall, the back wall of the hechal was six amos thick. The hata sheish, and the ta between, which is that that chamber over there, that cell, was six amos deep. Kosel hata chamesh, and the real wall of the cell was five amos thick. Okay, so we find there's three different lashonos over here. Amar mar zutra. Remember we said so far again that a mocher sabayis lo mocher yitzia. Yisalas doesn't automatically come along with it, this yitzia, this small little, this mini apartment slash glass shtickel. V'hudna ha've arba amos. This is only where it was at least four amos. If it's less than four amos or four amos, then it's not, it's just considered part of the house itself, and clearly it's going to be sold along with it. But if not, then not. Amar le ravina le marzutra, le didachta amar ta'da ha've arba amos. Elameata Gabi Bor, really, according to you, who's saying that even this thing is going to be automatically included in it unless it has four amos. Elameata, what about the fact that we know by a bor, by a pit, that the Tanam, we learned in the Mishnah, where it's coming up in the Samach Dalit, as loas a bor, veloas a dus, someone who sells a house, without saying what's going to be part of the sale over here, Rashbam says, loas a bor, this is safer than Mastis and the Mocher is a bias. Lomachar se yitzia hi v'ka'amr de gamis abor v'gamis adus eino b'chalal bayis bor v'chafir dus b'binyan. Right, these two structures are not included. A bor is something which is dug in; it's a pit. Dus is a b'binyan; it's something which is built up. It's like a cistern. Afal pisha kasav lo umka veruma. Even if he wrote in this thing that he's in the sale that he's selling the depth and the height of the house, which we're going to explain later on, says Rashbam. V'alfa b'chikosav lo bayis zeh ani mocher lecha v'amuka v'roma de'lo asal rebuye ella alios amayka v'karkos habayis she'im ratzal mocher lach portachas habayis lokeach ma'akav alav, that you've given all the measurements, and if you wanted to go ahead and you wanted to go, and the one who bought it, he wants to dig underneath the house, the seller is able to go and stop him from doing such a thing. Hachanami yehav arba amos in ilolo. There also, you want to say that if this bor and this dus are four amos, then yes, then they're excluded from the sale. It's not part of it. And if not, then they're not excluded from the sale. It's going to be part of the sale. If that's really true, then the Mishnah, which is saying that the bor, that the pit, is not part of the house, is referring only to one that's less Then the Mishnah that's coming on Samach Daled must be talking about a case of only when it says that the bor and the dos are not part of the sale. It must be it's talking about because they're only those must be talking about the foramas, but that doesn't make sense because pits are not usually that big, in which case it doesn't make sense to be so specific. Right? So let's see the Rashbam on this. Says the Rashbam Hanami that Gabe bor v'dos ihavi dalan amos eno mocher v'im lo lo chashuv b'fnei atzum v'zdame b'hade bayis v'tamiyav alu stam bor lo avi abra amos. The general bor is not going to be four amos. Rochav dibor katzerhu. So this is something's not making sense over here. So how could you say that when you're dealing with the Mishnah over here, which says hamochers habayis lo mocher yitzia, is only talking about when it's dalan amos but less than it is going to be included. But we know that the next mission, which talks about a bor and a dos, it's not including the sale. You're going to say it's only if it's dalat amos. We know they're usually much less than dalat amos, yet we still say it's not part of the sale. So this is Gemara Hochi Hashta. How are you comparing these two? Hasam hatashmishta luchod v'hatashmishta luchod. The bor and the dos, they have their own shtickle that's going on over there. Meaning bor and dos on one team and a house on the other team. You can't compare the usage of a house, the usage of a bor and a dos. Right? So therefore, when it's dealing with the pit, with the boar, it's clearly going to be excluded from the sale, even if it's less than dalat amos. But here, this little apartment shtickle, whether it's made out of, you know, glass or not, this is a place to live in. So therefore, yavi dalat amos chashev, v'lo lo chashev. If it's dalat amos, it is chashev, and therefore it's going to be considered its own entity and not part of the sale. And if it's not, then it's not going to be its own entity. It's going to be part of the sale, period. Okay, let's look at the next part of the Mishnah. It says, v'lo esachedah shalofnim heimenu. He also didn't sell this storage room that's inside of it, right, that's deep in it. Hashti yitzilom is dabin. Now, hold on one second. In fact, why do you have to say that? If even this little apartment is not considered part of the sale, cheder mibayit, you have to say that the storehouse isn't part of the sale? Of course, even the little house isn't, and clearly the storehouse isn't going to be part of it. Why do you even have to say that? Beep, turn the page. Samech al pomav. Lo. Lo tzricha da'af agav de'motzar le'mitzvi abroi. When is it needed to be taught? Why is it you have to say it? Even though the seller, at the time that he wrote a shtar telling you exactly the boundaries of the land, included in those boundaries is that little room, nonetheless, it's still not considered sold to you. Says Rashbam, lo tzvich lemiste lo machar es hacheder ela kegon, demitza lo, the bach throws in kegon, demitza lo mocher lelokeach, the one who's selling it, he writes and demarcates clearly, v'shtar machir in the sale, mitzarim chitzonium, the boundaries that are outside, chutz lecheder, the outside of the room, tzakatach tchamina, mocher es hacheder, shari besocha mitzarim, you would think he sold him this little room over here, because the storage room, because it's out, it's within the boundaries. Kamash Malon, Masista de Lomacha Ella Bias, behind the Matzala Chutz Lechider, because of Bias Shalploni, Mina Ma'arav, Mitzarim Hirchavlo. He only wrote it to make it. It's just instead of he's making it clear because people don't generally understand the boundaries of what's going on the inside of the house. They just look on the outside of the house. So he says the house goes until the neighbor's property. Therefore, it's including this little storage room, which is inside of it. But he's saying that no, it's not. The Mishnah is telling you that's not included, even though it's written like that. Kedar Rav Nachman. This goes according to like Rav Nachman says. Rav Nachman on Rabbi Ravua. Hamocher bayis shel lechaver bebira gedola. Let's say someone sells a house in a big building to his friend. Says the Rashbam bebira gedola. What is this? As Rashbam is that by his gadol, a very big property, upsuchen lo batim svivo sav, vein abira sui l'tashmish el l'yeshiva, v'hilach b'nei abatim b'kol bayis echad hu k'dach siv abira asher hechanti amocha bayis l'chaver, hu k'gon shahaya omeid b'echad mi'batei abira, v'omer lo bayis zeh ani mocha l'cha. Right, so what are we talking about? This basically, think of it like an apartment building. And you have this one big building that you have a whole different apartments that are around a opening like plaza in the middle. And what happens here is the seller was in one of the apartments, and he says to the buyer, "I'm selling you this house." Okay, so if Nachman is going to say over here, we're using the word house, it means just the apartment and not the entire building. So even though he gives the outer boundaries of the building that's written over there, it means it's just widening the boundaries in order for the buyer to have clarity, right? He's just selling one apartment, and he drew the boundaries of the entire building only so that he could have, you know, landmarks over here. Since the seller said that he's selling the house and not the whole building, and these boundaries are written over here is not literal, and he only gets one apartment. What exactly is the situation of Nachman's talking about? If we're talking about a case where everybody calls an apartment and a house, right, a house and a building, right? In other words, you don't use the word bias for both of them. Pshita then obviously makes sense. Bias is Abin Lay, right? He said straight up, I sold you a house. Bira loves Abin Lay. Didn't sell him a Bira. So rather, what are we talking about? Ella de la Bira, Namikar la Bias. The problem is where people also call a Bira a bias. So when they said, I'm selling you a bias, it could mean that he's selling him just an individual apartment, or it could mean that he's actually selling him the entire building. And Kuli Zabin Lay is talking about the whole thing. So if Nachman says that the buyer gets only an apartment, he's not talking about the other case. But if he's talking about the previous case, then we wouldn't even have to teach his din. What's he saying? Says Gemara, Lo tzvicha deruba karele labayis, bayis labira bira. We're taking a case where most people call a bayis, and a bira bira. Apartment building, and house, a house. That's normal. But the economy de labira karele bayis, but there are also people that would, there are those who even call an apartment building also a bayis. So now the time you would have thought, kuli zan, it's entirely sold to him. Kamashulah, for he's coming to teach you, midahavele le michtav, velo shiris bezvine ilim klum, velo kasav shmamino shiur shire. Right? From the fact that since the seller, if he was selling the entire building, would have written in it, and I'm not holding on to anything for myself. I'm not leaving from this particular sale anything, a living anything over. Look, if he didn't write that, then you could learn out that Itaka is leaving something over here, meaning he's leaving over all the building except for this one particular apartment, and therefore only gets that one apartment. And these boundaries that are written are not particular, not too specific over here. And then they're the same principle when we talk about this storage room. Even though he writes the boundaries that seem to be the storage room is included, it's not considered included, like Rav Nachman. From Rav Nachman, Rav Ravua. Another principle, it's the same idea that we just saw with apartment, in an apartment building, that we're going to see fields in a larger field. Someone sells a particular field in a very big valley. So you have a lot of different fields there. They belong to all of them. He's got 10 fields in this one valley. And he's sitting in one of the fields and says, I'm selling you this field. And you can't bring a riot from the money because there's no issue with you get into charging more. Even though he gave him the outer boundaries, right, of the entire area, he just widened the area over there and he's just getting that one particular field. What are we talking about? It says that each one called it exactly what it was. And obviously, that's a din. He said himself, you feel not the entire. Not the entire valley over here. Ella the labika nami called sada, then kula zabinle. But if you want to say that the labika is also called a sada, right? People call not only to a field, but also called the whole area of field. Then kula zabinle. Then maybe he sold him the whole thing. So lo tzvicha di kula sada korle sada labika labika vika nami labika korle sada. Same idea. Mao de tema kula zabinle. You said maybe the whole thing sold him. Kamash below me the haveli the michtav lay lo shares bizvine ilin kadabei klum. I didn't leave anything of the sale over to myself. Lo kasev he didn't write that. Shmami na shiri lay shiri shari. He's leaving over taka, leaving over for himself, and he only sold in that particular field. Utzricha. We have to teach both dinim of Rav Nachman, both of the case of the apartment building and of the fields. If we just would have talked the idea with the house, then mishum da tashmishta luchuv, tashmishta luchuv, because of the fact that one apartment has one function and the entire building has a different type of function that's going on. Right, because why is that? Because the entire apartment building has that whole lobby that people would go in and hang out in and do their thing over there. So the building as a whole was different than the individual apartment where people just were living in. It's only one purpose over there when you're dealing with this fields. The name of Kula Zabinle, right? It's just a whole bunch of fields over there. So there's no one field. There's no different than 10 fields. It's just lesser or bigger amount of area for lesser or bigger amount of crops that are going on over there. So maybe we can say the whole thing was sold to him. Therefore, you have to teach that principle as well. We, as being a bigger versus a bigger, we shouldn't allow avilei the mitzvah lemimtzale because the seller didn't have... the ability to go and draw out from where exactly the boundaries are. How am I going to find one particular field within all those different fields? It's clear you can demarcate where one apartment finishes and the other one starts. But he didn't do such a thing. Then maybe sold him the whole thing. You have to teach it by there as well. Says the Gemara, Kemanaza, like whom does it go like the following din? Ha de Amar, Rav Mari Bere de Bas Shmuel Meshmeda Baye. Hayman de Mizabne Le Midi Lechavri. If someone goes sell something to his friend, Sech Lemechtav Le, he has to write out for him. Lo Shiris Bizvina Ilin Kadamai Klum. I do not leave over for myself anything in this sale. Keman, Kurv Nachman Amar Baravu. What do you mean, Pasha? It has to be like Nachman Kurv Baravu, says Rashbam. The Mishum Desfirli, the Rinaba Alma Mitzarim Hirchiv Lo, Hilkach Takinu Lichtov Kane. The Loliton Mocher Mitzarim Hirchavti Viavsid Lokeach. He has to read it straight up so that people are not going to get messed over. There's going to be confusion afterwards. Story time. Ahudam Elilachavri. There's a guy who says to his friend, right, he wrote a shtar for him the following idea. Ara de Bechia Mizabnin Alach. The land of the house of Chia, I am selling to you, says Rashbam, Shekana me Rabbi Chia, that he bought from Bechia, Ara Loshan Yochid, that's one individual, and Amar Levi Yitol, Halokeh, Hapchusa Shebishtehem, the Yad Bala Shtar Atachtono, the one who has the Shtar, his hand is on the lower value. Like we're going to see him first, but Gemara, but also Gemara is going to explain this. So he's saying, the land of the house of Chia, I'm selling to you. Now this seller, he actually had two pieces of land that were called to, that were called, that had the name Debechia. So now, which of the land does he actually get to take? The buyer says, I want the better one. And obviously the seller wants, I'm going to sell you the worst one. Amar Avashi, Chada Amarle. The seller said only one particular land, Tarti Lomarle. He didn't say two things of land. So clearly he's only selling him one piece of land. But the seller can choose which one of them he wants to give, unless the buyer can prove that it's for one particular one. Now, Viamarle Arasa Stama, if the seller said Arasa lands, but he didn't say which particular one, Miat Arasa Shtayim, then the minimum of that is two. The buyer gets only two fields unless he can prove it meant more. Viamarle Kol Arasa, if he said all of the lands, Kol Arasa de Isle, all the lands that owned by the seller, Labar mi Bustineu Pardesa, but not his. Bustini and Pardesa are, Rashi says, Rashbam says, Ganos and Kramim. It does include the gardens and the vineyards. Viyamarle Zira, and he said to him, Zira, which is all different types of land, says Rashbam, Kola Karkos, Kurian Kane, all lands are called that. Afilabe Bustini and Pardesa, even that, Lebar Mibate Vaavde, but it doesn't include his houses and his slaves. Those things are not included in the sale in such an instance. Peep, turn the page. Samach Beis, Vi Amar Le Nichse. And if he says property, then what ends up, then he just messed himself for big time, because now it's including what? Everything, Afilu Batev Avdi, even his houses and his slaves, are going to be completely included. It says, Rashbam Avam Tatli Lo, Adon Le Kol Nichsayai. It doesn't include his metatlin, unless he says all of my property in terms of the plural sense. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.